Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The candidates for U.S. Senate are spending the final day before the election, meeting potential voters and urging them to get out to the polls. In a minute, we'll hear how Senator Elizabeth Warren spent her afternoon. But first, WBUR's Fred Tice caught up with Republican Jeff Diehl this morning.
Diehl made his last day pitch to diners at a Quincy breakfast spot.
Try to focus on what Massachusetts needs. Economy seems to be going well. That's it. But hey, nice to meet you.
Diehl says his team has been working hard for more than a year, but in the last few days has been focused on making sure his supporters turn out tomorrow.
And we've been out there for the last couple of days just reaching out to everybody to get out the vote type of effort. But what we're seeing in all the cities, all the towns, rallies that we're having, I think everybody is energized for this race. I think it's going to be the race to watch tomorrow.
A WBUR poll last week found Diehl trailing Warren by 22 points.
You know what? If you believe the polls, Hillary Clinton would be president right now.
Diehl says he believes there's an underground vote that will show up on Election Day. Voters, he says, paid attention to the debates between him and Warren.
It clarified my focus on Massachusetts versus her focus on her own profile and running for the White House. And I think that is what a lot of people out there are very disappointed with. That's what I'm hearing when I'm out here in these last few days.
Diehl anticipates a good turnout tomorrow.
And I think the governor's race, in my opinion, is not the one that's driving it. I think that the Senate race is the one that's going to drive out a larger turnout than people expected.
Secretary of State William Galvin predicts a turnout of 2.4 million in this election. That includes 585,000 who have already voted. That's slightly more than in the 2010 and 2014 midterms. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
And I'm Simone Rios in West Lynn, where some of the biggest names in the Massachusetts Democratic Party rallied to get out the vote this afternoon. Among them, Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren spoke to a packed Democratic committee headquarters, touching on the bread-and-butter issues of the Democratic platform. First and foremost, Warren pledged to save health care from the Republicans, who she says will do everything they can to take benefits away. She recalled that the effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act was prevented by a single vote in the Senate.
My opponent says he wants to go to Washington to be the one vote to take away health care from people across this country, to cost us $2 billion every year right here in Massachusetts. Well, I say health care is a basic human right. We fight for basic human rights.
Warren spoke alongside Congressman Seth Moulton and gubernatorial candidate Jay Gonzalez. She thanked supporters for voting for her 6 years ago and said in a second term she'll continue to fight for things that Republicans refuse to act on.
Climate change is real, and we have a moral obligation to pass along to our children and grandchildren an earth where you can drink the water and breathe the air.
She also took on a topic that's been central to President Trump's campaign push.
Immigration is what made this country strong. We want comprehensive immigration reform. We want to protect our dreamers, create a path to citizenship. That is how we build a stronger America.
Now Warren says it will be up to voters to turn out to the polls. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.